Hare Krishna. Become conscious of Krishna in whatever makes you unconscious of Krishna. Krishna consciousness means to be conscious of Krishna in whatever we do. But we all find that there are certain temptations, that we have certain weaknesses, which take our thoughts radically away from Krishna. And our thoughts get consumed in images and fantasies of worldly enjoyment. Now we may at one level see, oh, Krishna is here and this object is here and this object is taking me away from Krishna. And that is one level of vision which is important to know, that these are things which can take me away from Krishna. But at the same time, we need the vision, the scope of Krishna consciousness is universal. That means we can see, we see Krishna even in the activities that take us away from Krishna. Srila Prabhupada, one of the foremost commentators in the Bhagavad Gita, the author of Bhagavad Gita as it is, he explains how this is possible by giving an example from the Bhagavad Gita 7.8. In 7.8, Krishna is describing from 7.8 to 11 how he manifests as the essence of various objects in this world. So he says, Rasoham apsu Kaunteya, I am the taste of water. This implies in a generic sense that Krishna is the taste of all liquid substances. So Srila Prabhupada says that suppose a person is an alcoholic, irresistibly attracted to drinking. And that person wants to become Krishna conscious, but is unable to give up drinking alcohol. So if such a person thinks that the taste of wine is Krishna, then Prabhupada writes that one day by thinking like of Krishna in this way, even this alcoholic will become a great devotee of Krishna. Now we know that drinking alcohol involves breaking off one of the regulatory principles. It takes us away from Krishna. Then how can such contemplation take one towards Krishna? It is because there is the understanding that one is remembering Krishna in that activity. So if one starts thinking that, oh, let me drink alcohol, that is a problem. But if one starts thinking, why does this alcohol attract me so much? Where does this attractiveness come from? The principle Krishna talks in 10th chapter 41st verse when he says, Yad yad vibhuti mat sattvam shri madurjitam eva va. Tatta deva vagachattvam mamatejomsha sambhava. He says, know that all opulent, beautiful and glorious creations spring from but a spark of my splendor. That means everything attractive in this world gets its attractiveness from Krishna. So even alcohol, how is it able to attract people? It attracts because it manifests a spark of Krishna's attractiveness. Krishna pervades all of existence and his attractiveness can manifest in sattvaguna, in rajoguna, in tamoguna, you know, everywhere. Now, when the manifestation is in tamoguna, then if we become attracted to that manifestation of Krishna, then we will stay in tamoguna. We may go deeper into tamoguna. So if we keep drinking alcohol and think that this is itself Krishna, then we will stay in ignorance and go deeper into ignorance. But if we think that, oh, this thing which is attracting me manifest a spark of Krishna's splendor. So if a spark is so irresistibly attractive, how much more attractive will the whole be? And by thinking like this, we try to cultivate desire for the whole and we strive to move towards the whole. And we practice the process of bhakti yoga, which purifies us and takes us towards the whole, takes us towards Krishna. Then in that time, when we are diligently practicing bhakti yoga, if at that time we slip and fall, if at that time we are attracted away by the sense objects rather than just berating ourselves or beating ourselves for falling down at such times, we can actually remember that, oh, the attractiveness of this has also come from Krishna. So rather than seeing that as something separate from Krishna, we can see that as also connected with Krishna. And by remembering the power of that attraction, we can inspire ourselves to become attracted to that which is the source of that powerful attraction. That means the attractiveness of wine comes from Krishna. So rather than being attracted to the wine, let me become attracted to Krishna. By thinking like this, thus by becoming conscious of Krishna in the things that make us normally unconscious of Krishna. So wine makes us unconscious of Krishna, but we become conscious within that, that actually the attractiveness of wine is coming from Krishna. Then we can increase our Krishna consciousness, and gradually as we become conscious of Krishna in his direct devotional manifestations, and our attraction to those manifestations increases, then the attraction to the other manifestations such as wine will automatically decline and disappear. Thank you. Hare Krishna.